It's time now on Main Menu to continue a series on which we've had extremely positive feedback. This is Cathy Ann Murtha's series on Windows Fundamentals. You can find out more from Cathy Ann at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. And what's on the menu today, Cathy Ann?
Well, today we will be working within Microsoft Word. I am going to be introducing you to some fundamental concepts of Windows. The Open and Save File dialogs of Microsoft Word are similar to the Open and Save File dialogs used throughout Windows. Whether you are saving a document from the Internet, saving a sound file in a program such as SoundForge or Goldwave, or saving a document within your email, you are going to be accessing a dialog very similar to that accessed in Microsoft Word. To save a document in Microsoft Word, you can press Control S if it is a document that has never before been saved in Microsoft Word. In other words, it will say Document 1, Document 2, Document 3, etc. in the title bar. And remember, you can read your title bar, Windowize users, Control Shift T, JAWS users, Insert T. You can press Control S within a Document 1 document, and that will open the Save As dialog. If it is a document which you have previously saved, and you would like to save it to a new document name, you may open the File menu and press Enter on Save As, or you can press F12. You'll also find a Save option in the File menu. So if it's a document that you would like to save, and you've never saved it before, Control S, or Save within the File menu. And if it's a document that you would like to save under a new name, F12, or go into the File menu and select Save As. I'd like you please to press F12 within Microsoft Word, and I want to discuss the Open or the Save File dialog of Microsoft Word. Now, this may seem pretty straightforward, but there are actually a lot of things you can do in this dialog. It's an amazing little creature. And all dialogues that have these features will perform the same tasks. By default, you land in a field. Windowize users, you will hear a rich edit field. And JAWS users, you will be in a combo edit field. Now, this field allows you to input a file name and just press Enter. And by default, the document will be saved to the My Documents folder on your computer. 97 users and 2,000 users alike can do this. Just type a file name and press Enter. Of course, there are a number of other options as well. For example, this particular field, the file name field, has a memory. Any files that you have previously saved by typing their name into this field will be listed in this field. If you use your down arrow key, you'll open a drop-down menu, and you can use your up and down arrow keys to navigate through a history list of files you have previously saved on this computer. If you would like to overwrite one of these files or use the same name, just press Enter on it, and then that will select that option. Press Enter again, and it saves the document under that name. And if you are overwriting a document, it will ask if you are sure. You can answer yes if you'd like to overwrite the document, no if you do not. There is also a list view within this dialog. And if you press your Shift Tab key, you will be placed within that dialog. And you can use your up and down, right and left arrow keys to navigate among the documents and folders within the My Documents folder. You can also press the first letter of the item for which you are searching. You'll notice that all of the documents listed are Microsoft Word documents, documents you created within Microsoft Word. You can save documents under other formats. We're going to revisit the list view in a moment. But what I'd like you to do now is press your Tab key 2 times, and that will take you to the File of Type field. Now, this is a combo box. You're going to select from a finite number of options, a combination of options within this box. Use your up and down arrow key and you will hear the various options listed. You will hear web page, document template, maybe rich text format, text only. You may hear Word document. You may hear text only with line breaks. You may hear WordPerfect. You may hear WordPerfect for Macintosh. Now you can use your up and down arrow key, or notice if you press T, it'll move you to text only. Press T again, text only with line breaks. T again, text with layout. So you have an option to select from any number of these. You can save it as a text document, a web document, a Word document, WordPerfect document. All you have to do is select a document type. This combo box plays a special role in the Save As dialog because it changes what is displayed in the list view. Now remember when we visited the list view last time, you saw all of the Word documents you had saved within Microsoft Word. Focus on text documents. Press T until you hear text documents. And then use your Shift Tab key twice to move into the list view. Now notice, you may have very few or no documents visible. That's because the combo box works much like a television tuner. You turn it to text files, then only text files are going to be displayed. You turn it to WordPerfect files, and only WordPerfect documents are going to be displayed. Why does it do this? Because you may want to overwrite a document already existing within the list view. Maybe you've written a resume, and it's in WordPerfect format, and you have edited it in Microsoft Word. But at work, you have WordPerfect, so you need to save it in a WordPerfect format. So you may focus on WordPerfect 5.0 or WordPerfect 6 or whatever it might be in the file of type, Shift-Tab into the list view, and there you will find your resume. Press Enter on it, answer Yes, it overwrites the document and closes the dialog. Now this list view also allows you to find documents with long file names. In Windows, you can have documents, depending on the version of Windows, up to about 255 characters. So you could conceivably name a file something to the effect of a letter I wrote to my mom about my sister's surprise bridal shower, which is to take place in July. That's a long file name, and you might not remember exactly what you called it, but you know you saved it as a text document, and you know that you saved it in the My Documents folder. So by focusing on the file of type text document and shift-tabbing into the list view, you will find that only the text documents will be listed. Press the letter A, and you will find a letter I wrote to my mom concerning my sister's surprise bridal shower to take place in July. Press Enter on the file name. Answer Yes. You've overwritten that document. So you see, the combo box can come in handy. It is like a TV tuner, and it switches the type of files that will be displayed within the list view. Now, you were able within the combo box to use your up and down arrow keys and also to use the first letter of the document for which you were searching. Let's return to that combo box. Press your tab key twice. And then use your home key to select Word document. Your home key will move you to the top. Just use your down arrow to open it, and then your home key will place you on Word document. Press your shift tab key twice. And that takes you back to your list view. Notice your documents are all back. If you ever come into Microsoft Word and you find that you have no documents in My Documents, you might check the file type. It might have been accidentally changed. Or perhaps somebody who accessed Microsoft Word 10 minutes, 20 minutes ago changed the document type, and you may need to change it back. Now you know how to do this. Now notice when we went into that combo box, you accessed it with the up and down arrow keys or by pressing the first letter of the item for which you were searching. Very similar to the list view. You can use your up and down, right and left arrow keys or the first letter of the item for which you are searching. But the list view is different from the combo box because the combo box is finite. It is static. It does not ever change. The list view, however, is dynamic. It changes according to your whim. For example, you focus on a document in the list view and you think to yourself, I should have deleted this ages ago. This is my Christmas shopping list for 2 years ago. I want to delete it. Well, press the delete key. Answer yes, and the document is deleted from your computer and sent to the recycle bin. Hold down the shift key and press delete, and the recycle bin is bypassed and is deleted completely from your computer, never to be heard from again. You also have the ability to rename items within this list view. Press F2, type the new name, and press enter. Now, there is one caveat to this. If you have your file extensions displayed, if you hear, for example, resume.doc, that means resume.doc. Doc is the extension for Microsoft Word documents. So if you have your file extensions displayed, you must maintain those extensions. So when you rename resume.doc, you may want to name it myresume.doc. Maintain that extension. If you don't have extensions displayed, then you don't have to worry. You can just type my resume and press enter. But it is important, if those extensions are displayed, that you maintain them. File extensions are vital parts of Windows. They're vital features of Windows because they associate documents with applications. DOC documents are associated with Microsoft Word. WAV, or WAVE documents, are associated with an audio player. WPD, or WordPerfect documents, are associated with WordPerfect. And when you go into a list view in My Computer or Windows Explorer and you press Enter on a document, Windows looks to that extension. It looks to see what type of application is associated with that file extension, and then it displays the document in that associated application. File extensions are all important in Windows. So if they are displayed, be sure to maintain them. So you have the ability to delete documents and rename documents. You have the ability to open folders. If you have a folder within the My Documents folder, you can press Enter, and then that will refresh the display in the list view to show you the contents of that folder. If you'd like to go back a step, press your backspace, and that will return you to the original folder. If you press the backspace from My Documents, you may find yourself placed on the desktop list of your computer. You can focus on My Computer and press Enter, and that will display the drives. Focus on a drive, press Enter, that will display the contents of that drive. And you can explore other folders, recipes, bills, receipts, invoices. You can go look in other folders on your computer from within this list view. To return to My Documents, just go back to your desktop, cursor down to My Documents, and press Enter. And the display will refresh to show the contents of the My Documents folder. So you can navigate within the drives and folders of your computer from within the list view. The backspace moves you back a step, and Enter opens up folders and drives. So you use your arrow keys, or the first letter of the item for which you're searching, and press Enter. Now, you can't use the first letter for which you're searching when you are in the My Computer list, because that shows the drives on your computer. You need to use your arrow keys within the My Computer list. Focus on your C drive, press Enter, and then navigate to the next folder through the use of the up and down arrow keys or the first letter of the item. You have the ability to navigate, rename, and delete, and that makes this list view dynamic. Within the combo box, you can only select an item. You don't have the ability to delete. You can't rename. You can't add file types. It is static. And that's the difference between a list view and a combo box. The list view is dynamic. You can control the things. You can navigate. You can rename. You can delete. And the combo box is static. It's just a list of options from which you can choose only one. So when you hear combo box, you think to yourself, up and down arrow, make a selection, or the first letter of the item to make a selection, and that's all you can do. When you think list view, up, down, right, and left arrow, you can press the first letter of the item. You can rename by pressing F2, typing the new name and pressing Enter. You can delete by pressing the delete key, or remove it completely from your computer by pressing Shift Delete. Now, notice I've not mentioned anything special thus far for WindowEyes or JAWS users. That's because these are standard Windows navigation commands. There's nothing special about these commands. They're standard Windows commands, and they will work in all save file dialogs of Windows. There are a couple commands specific to screen readers. Let's use the tab key until you find the file name field. And you will probably hear the text, the first couple lines of text, or you may hear a file that you selected from the drop-down menu, but you'll hear file name. Notice you can go in a circle. Just keep pressing your tab key. Go in a circle. When you hit file name, keep going. Notice you can't get lost. It's just like any other dialog of Windows. When you get to the end, you start at the beginning. You cannot get lost in this dialog. You can't get lost in any dialog of Windows. Just keep using your tab key till you find something that sounds familiar. And notice you're hearing the type of field, combo box, list view. You're hearing a button. Windowize users, you're hearing that rich edit field come into view. Well, when you hit that file name field, Windowize users, you want to hear the title or the name of that field. Maybe you forgot where you were. Press Control-Shift-N, N as in name. Do you want to hear the data that's within that field? Control-Shift-D, D as in data. So when you are in the file of type field, for example, you can press Control-Shift-N and you will hear file of type. Press Control-Shift-D and you will hear Word document. You have your field name and your data. JAWS users, Insert Tab will read you the field name and the data. And when you are in your list view, JAWS users, Insert Tab will tell you the currently focused item. Windowize users, Control-Shift-S, as in status, will tell you the currently focused item. So you have the ability to tell what's happening at any given time and where you are at any given time. Now, so far, I have explained about the file name field where you can type a name for your document. And you don't have to add the extension here, by the way. The only time you need to worry about your extensions is when you are renaming a document. Microsoft Word will automatically add the appropriate extension when you type a name into the field. And you can have, depending on your version of Windows, up to 255 characters with spaces. Now, you can't use a colon, you can't use a backslash, you can't use a period. There are some things you cannot use in a file name because they are used to create paths in Windows. And I'll discuss paths in a moment. But there are some characters that you cannot use within file names, and those are some of them. So you have the ability to use your edit field. You have the ability to use your combo edit field. You have the knowledge now of your list view and all of the things it can do. There's another field within this dialog, and you can access it by just pressing Alt-I for look in. Or you can press your tab key until you find the look in field. And this tells you the currently focused folder. You may be in My Documents. You may be in My Computer. You may be in your Recipes folder, your Invoice folder, your School folder. This will tell you where you are. And you can use your down arrow to expand that view, cursor down to another option if you'd like. Maybe you'd like to go back to My Documents. Well, in the Look-In option, you can go back to My Documents by just using your up and down arrow till you find My Documents and pressing Enter. And that will immediately change the view within the list view to the My Documents folder display. So you have all sorts of options here within this particular dialog. When you are in the list view of Windows, list view of the Open File dialog, you also have the ability to do a couple of other things. You can, for example, focus on a file name, and if you press Alt-Enter, that will open up the properties for that document. You can see the path. You can see when it was created. You can see the attributes. Perhaps it's a read-only document. You can find out the properties for that particular document. You press Alt-6, and that's the 6 on your regular keyboard. You will cycle among the different views available to you within the list view. You can, for example, go into a detail view where you can hear the size of the document, the type of document, or whether it's a folder, and you can hear the date it was last modified. Now, this is nice if you're not sure of what you're accessing. Maybe there are folders, but all you're hearing are names. Is music a folder, or is it a document that you created? If you're not sure, Alt 6 will cycle you among a number of views. By default, you're just in a list view. It shows you the list of items within My Documents. Press Alt 6 one time, and you are placed into a detail view, which gives you not only the folder or document name, but the size, the type of document, and the date it was last modified. If you are on a folder, you'll hear My Music, folder, and the date it was last modified. If you are on a document, you will hear the document name, the size of the document, the type of document, and then you will hear the date it was last modified. This can help you better understand whether it's a folder or a document, and this is available to you in all of the list view options within this particular application. You can use your backspace, and you can go into the Alt 6 on your regular keyboard, and you can see in your C drive or on My Documents or in My Computer what you are accessing. WindowWise users, you're going to automatically hear the information as you move up and down with your up and down arrow keys. JAWS users, you're going to have to press Insert 8 on each item to hear that information read to you. Press Alt 6 again, and it shows the properties of the currently focused document in the right-hand pane. And if you're adept with your mouse, you can move with your mouse to that side of the window and view the properties for the document. Press Alt 6 again, and it shows a preview of the document. This is especially nice for sighted people, but for us it isn't much good because it's totally graphical. Press Alt 6 one time, and it cycles you right back to that plain list view within the My Documents Save As dialog. You also have the ability to create a folder in Word 2000. Now, this is specific to Word 2000 users. If you press Alt 5, Word 2000 users, you can type a name, press Enter, a new folder is created, and the focus is placed within that folder. So you've created a document. It's the first document you've written for your English class, and you'd like to create a document, a folder called English. Press Alt 5, type English, press Enter. You are placed in the English folder. Type the name of your essay, press Enter, and you've saved it to that folder. Now, when you save a document to an alternative folder, the focus of the Save As dialog stays in that folder until you change it back. So if you go and you write another document and you've already saved a document to your English folder, the next time you open the Save As dialog in this session of Microsoft Word, it will still be in the English folder. You'll need to backspace back into My Documents if you'd like to save it to the My Documents folder. So the list view allows you to change the view, create a folder if you're a Word 2000 user or above. It allows you to delete, rename, and navigate. You can select a document to overwrite, press Enter on it, it becomes overwritten with the new data. All you have to do is answer yes, that you would like to indeed overwrite it. Now, there's also a Save button in here, and you could tab to the Save button and press the space bar on it, but by default, when you press Enter, the Save button is pressed by default. So you can just automatically press Enter, the default button is Save, you're done. Specific commands for screen readers. WindowWise users, Control-Shift-N to read the field name, Control-Shift-D to read the data within that field, Control-Shift-S to read the status within the list view. Specific keyboard commands for JAWS users, Insert-Tab to read the field name and to read the data within that field, and also to read the currently focused item in the list view. Windows commands, F2 within the list view will rename that item. Just type the new name and press Enter. The Delete key will delete the item. Answer yes to verify that you do want it to be deleted. Shift Delete will delete the item completely from your computer, never to be heard from again, bypassing the recycle bin. A list view is navigated with the up, down, right, and left arrow keys or by pressing the first letter of the item, and you can navigate within your computer by pressing the backspace to move up one level and pressing Enter on the folder of your choice to open it. Within Microsoft Word only, Alt 6 will change the view within that list view. You'll cycle from just a plain list view to a detailed view to a preview of, to the view of the properties on the right-hand side, to a preview of the document, which is graphical, and then back to the plain list view. In Word only, Alt-5 for 2000 and above users will be able to create a new folder by typing the name and pressing Enter. The combo box is accessed through the up and down arrow keys or by pressing the first letter of the item for which you are searching. You can press Escape to leave this dialog, and now let's go to the Open File dialog, and there's two ways this can be opened. You can go into the File menu and press Enter on Open, or you can press Control-O. Control-O will open the dialog automatically. That's the Open File dialog. You'll find this works in many applications. It's a common keyboard command used within applications of Windows. This will look very familiar. Use your Tab key and move around a little bit. You'll notice the file name, the file of type, there's an Open button, there's a Cancel button, there's a List view, and there is a Look-in. It's virtually the same dialog, except you are opening a document. Now, once again, the file of type is like a TV tuner. It changes the view within the list view. You can just view text documents. You can just view Word documents or WordPerfect documents. Or you can just view web documents. Shift-Tab into that list view, and you can use your up and down arrow keys. Again, you can rename. You can delete. You can navigate. You can, if you'd like to, create a new folder with Alt-5 in 2000 or above. You can, if you'd like to, change that view with Alt-6 to go from the detail to having the properties displayed to having a preview of the document and then back to just your normal view. So you have the same options here as you have in your Save As dialog. And you can navigate in the same manner. So you see, once you learn a list view, once you learn a combo box, once you learn how to navigate all of these various elements, you really can access any Open File dialog of Windows. It is that easy. Use your Tab key, 2000 users, until you hear your Open button, and then press your down arrow key. Notice that you have the option to open. You can open it as a read-only document, which means you can't alter it. When you try to save it, it'll ask you to save it under a new name. This is for a document you may want to protect. Maybe your employer sent you a document, said, you know, do some revisions on this, but don't affect the original. Keep the original intact. Just to safeguard yourself, open it in read-only mode. You can open it as a copy, which means the original is intact. This is a copy. You can make all the changes you want, and when you save it, it will be a copy of the original. And then there is an option which may be grayed out right now, which is open in browser. If you are focused on a web document, you could have the option to open it in your browser. Pressing Enter on any of these would open the document according to the option you selected. Notice the file name field, once again, is a combo edit field or rich edit field, depending on your screen reader. If you have documents you've previously opened, they will be listed within that history list. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an item. Just press Enter to select it, and then press Enter again to open it. You'll notice your typos will be here. If you made a mistake, Microsoft Word's going to remember it. It'll be there for a while. Gradually, it'll go away. It'll be replaced as you open more documents by typing in their name. If you don't have any documents listed here, it's because you've never typed a document name in here to open the document. A common mistake students make, real common mistake everybody makes, I did it for a long time, was you open up the dialog, open or save as, either one, and you immediately start to use your up and down arrow keys and then wonder why you have all these typos. Well, okay, I have all these typos. And why your documents aren't there. You know you have more than 7 documents. Well, that's because you didn't go to the list view. You're still in the file name field. Remember, if you want to access the list view, you have to use that Shift-Tab key to get into the list view. Check out where you are. Read your field name, Control-Shift-N. If you hear file name, that is not the list view. You need to Shift-Tab into that list view. Now, I've shown you how you can type the name of the file, press Enter and open it, type the name of the file, press Enter and save it in the Save As dialog. I've shown you how you can navigate to the list view, navigate within the list view. I've shown you how you can select a file type. And I've shown you the hotkeys for your particular application, WindowEyes or JAWS. Now let's talk a little bit about paths in Windows. This is so fundamental. DOS users have a real solid foundation in this because they had to type the path every time they wanted to open a folder or a document. It's important that people new to Windows also have a foundation in paths because they are basically the foundation upon which this whole platform has been built. You have folders and you have documents. Pretty straightforward way to understand. You have folders and you have documents. Documents are stored within folders. But you also have drives. That fixed disk within your computer is a hard drive, usually your C drive. You have the floppy disk that you can place into your computer. That is your A drive. You may have a CD-ROM drive, a CDRW drive. You may have a zip drive. You may have a JAS drive. You can have all sorts of different types of drives on your computer. The drive is like a drawer of a file cabinet. If you imagine a file cabinet with three drawers, let's say we have the C drive, which is the top drawer. You have the A drive, the middle drawer. And then you have a CD-ROM drive, which may be your D drive, which would be the bottom drawer. When you focus on your C drive and press enter, you're whipping that drawer open. And all of those folders are displayed, and then you can move through them and look at their names. You may have My Documents, Network Neighborhood, you may have My Music, you may have My Pictures, you may have School. You have all of these folders, and you can pull one of these folders out and open it, and there are the documents and other folders within that folder. A drive is represented by a letter. The C drive, for example, is C colon. C colon represents the C drive. That is your fixed disk within your computer. Let's open that drive. We need to open the drawer. Backslash opens the drawer. C colon backslash opens your C drive. So if you were to type C colon backslash into this edit field, this rich edit field, this file name field, of the Open File dialog, or the Save As dialog, or any edit field where you can save a document or open a document in Windows, you are going to change the list view to display your C drive. So in the File Name field, type C colon backslash and press Enter, and then check out your list view. You'll see that you are now displaying the contents of your C drive within that list view. Return to the file name field, and let's now talk about folders. To open a folder, you type the folder name, and again, a backslash because you want to open it. A backslash because you want to open it. So it would be C colon backslash, My Documents backslash. So if in that file name field you type C colon backslash, My, put a space with the space bar, Documents backslash, you are saying, open that drawer for the C drive, pull out the My Documents folder, and let me see what's inside. So type that now in that file name field. C colon backslash, My, put a space, Documents backslash, and press Enter. Then look in the list view. Shift tab into the list view, and you'll see all of your documents have been displayed. Now, you have a folder on your hard drive where all of your programs are stored for Windows. Most programs are placed within the Program Files folder. Return to that file name field, and let's type a path again. C colon backslash, we're going to open up that C drive. Program space files. Program files with a space between. Backslash, because we want to open up that Program Files folder. So C colon backslash, open the C drive, Program Files backslash, open up the Program Files folder, and press Enter. Now go to your tree view, or your list view, and you'll find a lot of real familiar names. You may find Adobe, if you have Adobe Acrobat. You may find Microsoft Office. You may find Winamp, Morpheus, Audio Galaxy. All familiar names which signify documents, which signify applications which have been installed on your computer. If you were to open one of these by pressing Enter, you would display the contents within. If you wanted to see if there were any text files that you could read, you could tab down to the File of Type field and press T for Text, return back to the list view, and then only the text files would be displayed. And maybe you'll find a readme.txt and you could open it in Microsoft Word and read it. Paths, fundamental to Windows, and they specify a specific address on your hard drive. Just like you need to know that you have to go down Main Street to Elm and turn right, then turn left on Oak, and then turn right on Cypress, and go down three houses, turn right, and there is Grandma's house. You need to know that you open your C drive, open My Documents, open English, and there will reside the document that you wrote for English class on Monday. Now, when it comes to opening documents, you don't use a backslash. The backslash is used to physically open a drawer, the C drive, to physically open a folder, My Documents. If you want to open a specific document, all you have to do is type the path. For example, C:\MyDocuments\Resume. Press Enter. And that will open a document called resume.doc within your My Documents folder. Notice I didn't put the extension. You will have to learn to put in the extension later. But within Microsoft Word, there's no need to put in the extension because by default, it's going to add that extension. So all you have to do is type C:\MyDocuments\ the document name and press Enter one time. That selects it. Press Enter a second time, and that opens it. Remember, whenever you're working within that edit field and you're selecting an option from within the drop-down menu or you're typing in a direct path, the first time selects it, the second time opens it. Very important to remember that. Some people get confused. They're thinking, well, it should have opened because I typed the name and pressed Enter. Well, check where you are. Always check where you are. Check your title bar. Does it say Open? Or does it say the name of the document? If it still says Open, read your data within the field. WindowWise users, Control-Shift-D. JAWS users, Insert Tab. If you hear your document name, just press Enter again. If it still doesn't work, you're probably going to get an error that it doesn't exist. That means you probably did a typo, or you typed the name of a document that you deleted some time ago and just forgot that you had deleted it. So you have a lot of options here within this dialog. You probably thought it was pretty straightforward, but as you can see, it's actually pretty complicated. We get into a lot of things, and you've learned a lot of new fields, a lot of new types of controls within Windows. Let's review them. You have your rich edit field, WindowWise users, your combo edit field, JAWS users. You can type in text, or you can use your up and down arrow keys to make a selection. Press Enter once to select it. Press Enter twice to finalize the selection. You had a combo box, a static list of options. In this case, we had a file of type combo box. You can use your up and down arrow keys or the first letter of the item to make a selection. These options don't change. You can't rename them. You cannot delete them. They are static. They will never change. When you make your selection, use your Shift Tab key or your Tab key to move from the field. Either way you go, you can't get lost in a dialog. You're just going to go in a circle. We have a list view in this dialog and also in the Save As dialog. And you can use your up and down right and left arrow keys to select a document. You can delete documents by pressing the delete key and answering yes when it asks if you're sure. You can rename a document by pressing F2, typing the new name and pressing Enter. If your extensions are displayed, be sure to maintain those file extensions. If .doc is heard, make sure you type .doc when you rename it. You have the ability to change the view. Alt-6, this is specific to Word. Alt-6 will change the view from a regular list view to a detailed view to a view where you have the properties on the right-hand side to a preview of the document on the right-hand side, and then back to a standard list view. When you are focused on a document or folder, you can look at the properties of that document or folder with your insert or with your Alt-Enter keyboard command, Alt-Enter. You have the ability to open folders by pressing Enter, and you can navigate up one level by pressing your backspace key. All sorts of different options available to you here within this dialog. It's a real powerful feature, and it is standard to Windows. This is just the typical type of interface you're going to find when it comes to saving and opening documents. Paths. So important that you start to understand paths, because I'm going to be taking you through paths and exploring paths within my computer and later on within Windows Explorer. A drive on your computer is signified by a letter followed by a colon, C colon. If you want to open that drive, add a backslash, C colon backslash. A folder would be represented by its name followed by another backslash. C colon backslash my documents backslash is the path to the specific location on your computer where the My Documents folder is located. When you type that into the edit field of the Open or Save As dialogs, the My Documents folder will be opened and its contents displayed within the list view. When you type C colon backslash program files backslash, the program files folder contents will be displayed within the list view. As you can see, this is a quick and dirty way to get any place you want to be in Windows. You want to go to your recipes folder? You could go to your list view. Backspace out to your desktop. Go to My Documents. Press Enter on your C drive. Go to My Computer. Press Enter on your C drive. And then press Enter on Recipes. Or in your edit field, you could just type C colon backslash recipes backslash. Press Enter, and the contents are immediately displayed. So a little bit of typing can save a lot of navigation. I encourage you to experiment with the Open and Save As dialogues. You can't really do any harm. The My Documents folder is where I want you to mainly stick when you're renaming and deleting. Don't rename or delete anything on your C drive. Don't rename or delete anything in program files. Stick to My Documents. And if you're never sure that where you are, look in the look-in. Go up to look-in with Alt-I or Tab to look-in and check out what it says. If all else fails, go to that edit field and type C colon backslash My Documents backslash and press Enter. Or go to the list view and use your backspace to get to the desktop and then focus on My Documents and press Enter. This is where it's safe to delete, to rename, to muck about and play. You can't do any damage here because it's only documents that you yourself have created. If you start to delete documents or folders within program files or within your C drive, you could seriously corrupt the data on your computer and cause some serious problems. You should never delete documents or folders from your C drive or from the program file folder unless you yourself created them. And at this point, you probably don't have any documents you yourself have created within those particular locales. So stick to My Documents, explore the Open and Save As dialog, practice 2,000 users creating new document or new folders, practice opening documents as copies, see what happens when you save them, and enjoy. I hope that this lesson gave you some more insight into the power and the robust nature of Windows. It's a powerful tool with so many different options and so many different features. And while many people feel that it is a program that has too many ways to do any one thing, I think that that is probably the most attractive feature to this particular operating system, because if you can't remember one way, you're likely to remember another. So follow a path or use your list view. Select a file type, check out what happens when you do different things, and start to enjoy exploring your computer. This is a time to really start to explore and take chances and basically lose the fear that has probably gripped you about opening and closing and saving documents within Microsoft Word and other applications. Thank you for sharing this time with me once again. If you'd like to write me, you can email me at Kathy@AccessTechnologyInstitute.com. Just run it all together. AccessTechnologyInstitute.com. You can visit me on the web at www.AccessTechnologyInstitute.com. And as always, thank you, ACB Radio. Thank you, Main Menu. I'll see you next week.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Main Menu.